The creepy world of car insurance mascots. Car insurance ads are ubiquitous, but the mascots behind them can be a hit or miss. Some companies have found success with memorable and lovable mascots, while others have fallen flat. The use of mascots in advertising is a common practice that can help brands stand out from their competitors. However, not all mascots are created equal, and some have been deemed too creepy or cringeworthy to survive. In recent years, several car insurance companies have retired their mascots, citing declining popularity or negative public reaction. The reasons for retiring a mascot can vary, but often it's due to a combination of factors, including declining popularity and negative public reaction. Some mascots have become so iconic that they're still remembered today, while others are forgotten in the annals of advertising history. The use of mascots in advertising is not unique to car insurance companies, as many other brands have also used them to sell their products or services. Overall, the success of a mascot depends on a variety of factors, including its appeal to the target audience and its ability to stand out from competitors.